the monastery, he said. Italy was hot, he said. And it's rain, Mr. Croup. Rain.
That, Mr. Vandermeer, is going to be a very fine conflagration. When it conflagrates. Although I doubt that any of the inhabitants are in a position entirely to appreciate it.
Well, because of being dead.
Because, as you so wisely point out, of being dead. Battle of lamp oil.
Somebody not dead. Is now.
Our work here is done, Mr. Vandermeer.
What's next?
500 years north from here, London.
Kill people?
Oh, yes. I certainly think I can guarantee that.
Sweet breath of fresh air. It won't be a minute.
Oh, laddie, you can't stay there. They'll move you on or take you in. Trust me, I know.
No. I'm not begging. I just came out for air. It's my leaving party in there, you see. Got a present and everything.
Oh, that is a very white umbrella.
Huh?
What's it say on it?
It's a map, I think. Oh, no, look, it's the London Underground. It's nice.
Oh, London, I've been there. Hey, give me your hand. I'll tell you a fortune.
No, I haven't got any chance. Hey.
Oh, you have a long way to go.
Yeah, I said London.
Not just London, not the London I know. Oh, here we go, rain.
Take the umbrella.
Are you sure?
Aye, it doesn't really suit me anyway. Not for a big job in the city.
You've got a good heart. Sometimes that's enough to see you safe wherever you go, but mostly it's not. It starts with doors. I'd watch out for doors if I were you.
Right, great. Thanks a lot. Cheers.
Neverwhere by Neil Gaiman. Episode 1. London Below.
Jangling toy. Onward.
Is that you, Gary?
Richard, where are you?
Well, as it's nearly 4 o'clock, I decided I'd go and get some lunch. And now I am back in the building.
Sylvia's doing her nut. The MD needs a Wandsworth report on his desk ASAP.
I'm on my way up.
And Mr. Mayhew, I need to see your pass.
Mr. Figgis, you know who I am. You knew who I was when I left 3 minutes ago.
People can't be coming in and out willy-nilly. They could have computers, potted palms or carpets concealed about them.
Right,
I'm paid to scan their ID cards, and scan them I shall.
Here. Same person as this morning.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
You're in trouble.
Yeah, I'm on it. Thank you, Gary.
Richard, I hate to chase.
Yeah, but you need the Wandsworth report.
The managing director is leaving early for his golf weekend.
5 minutes, Sylvia. Just have to attach the P&L projection, OK?
Thank you.
No problem.
Oh, and if you see a sand wave...
Yep, I'll tell him where to shove it.
Cutting it fine?
Oh, crap. I've lost Appendix C.
Look there.
What?
There.
Ah, right, thanks.
Are we still on for drinks? Big week coming up. We can go over the Mersham account. Tonight, 6:30.
I am all over it,
Managing Director Secretary.
Sylvia, it's Richard. The report should be printing off in your machine any time now.
You're an angel, Richard. Thank you.
No worries, darling. Angels. Richard Mayhew.
Richard, it's Jessica.
Jessica, hello, darling. What's up?
You've forgotten, haven't you?
forgotten. No, I hadn't forgotten. 7 p.m. at Mammy's on. See you there, Jess.
Jessica, Richard, and no Richard. We'll meet at your flat and walk down together. You've confirmed the reservation?
Yeah, absolutely.
6:30, main front door. Wear a suit.
All right, why?
If I need to make an impression on Arnold Stockton, so does my fiancé.
We're taking Arnold Stockton to dinner?
The point is to get me the job organising the exhibition of his angel collection.
Ah, yeah, angels. That was it. Right, Jessica, I don't know...
Good, see you at 6:30.
I'm guessing our drink's off.
Man, I am so dead.
Not surprised. She terrifies me.
Jessica remains the light and love of my life, thank you very much for asking.
How does a laid-back, floppy-haired Scot roll up in London and pull a posh bird like her?
Dumb luck, huge... No, look, Gary, I have blown it. I'm really sorry. We're taking our boss out to dinner tonight at Ma Maison.
Arnold Stockton?
Yeah.
Ma Maison?
Mm-hmm.
Blimey. Have you reserved a table?
Oh, hell! Which note was it?
You'll never get in.
Man, this is a matter of life and death, and I'm going to make it happen.
Ma maison?
Hello?
Can I help you?
It's just possible you could save my life.
Getting warm, Mr. Crook.
Tap the notch. Give me wings.
Tie too short?
No.
Right, what have I forgotten? Jacket, phone, trousers. It's Ellie. What is it with her?
It's Jessica. I hope you're ready.
I'm just doing my... Yeah, Jessica, I'll be right down. You could have come up to the flat.
I'd rather not.
Well, I tidied up.
It never seems to make much difference.
No, I know. Do you know something? You're beautiful. What are you doing with a guy like me?
Don't be silly. We need to hurry.
Well, let's get a cab.
On an evening like this, we walk. Come along.
Yes, Jessica.
Hurts so much.
Wait. This way, Mr. Vandermeer, if the taste of her blood is to be believed.
Blood to be relished, Mr. Croup.
Soon, very soon, she's slowing up.
Spare any change?
Now, when you meet Arnold Stockton tonight, remember, he's not only a very important man, he is a corporate entity in his own right.
Can't wait, Jess.
Don't call me that, Richard. I loathe pet names. They are so demeaning.
Sorry.
Spare any change? Homeless and hungry?
Yeah. Hang on a minute.
Richard, we don't have time.
Oh, come on, he's down and out.
I give to charity, and I invest ethically.
Yeah, catch, Paul.
Got it. Thanks, Gav.
Now, it's vital that my future spouse makes a good impression.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you think I can.
Don't be silly. There wasn't any problem with the reservation, was there?
Bless me, Mr. Vandermeer. The girl must be losing a lot of blood after you caught her with the old toad sticker.
Lovely blood. Lovely, wet blood.
Very close now, we are.
And my blade is ready.
Oh, bless my little black soul, Mr. Vandermeer. Do you see what I see at the end of that spur?
A wall, Mr. Crook.
A wall with a little lost girl leaning on it. And no way out.
No exit.
I pray to my dead parents, to the temple and the arch.
I spy with my little eye something that's going to be
dead as the rest of her family, Mr. Crook.
If this is the last door I open, may it be to somewhere safe. Somebody.
Our principal will be delighted.
Domine ostium imper ad vobis matron seri.
Well, bugger and blast.
An extra £50 for a late booking. You should have told them it was for Arnold Stockton.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Jessica, but that girl, she just appeared.
What girl?
On the pavement, right in front of us.
Well, that's a bundle of rags. So, if he makes a joke, I'll nudge you under the... Richard?
Are you all right, love?
Oh, we'll be late.
This isn't good. This is really bad.
If you pay them any attention, Richard, they'll walk all over you. Once she's slept it off, I'm sure she'll be fine.
She isn't drunk, Jessica. She's bleeding.
Then dial 999. Quickly. We have to go.
Not a hospital, please. They'll find me. Take me somewhere safe, please.
Okay, okay. Who'll find you?
Help me.
Damn it.
Richard, what are you doing?
I'm going to take her back to my place, Jess. I can't just leave her here. Tell Arnold Stockton I'm really sorry, but it was an emergency and I'm sure he's going to understand.
Richard Oliver Mayhew, put that young person down and come back here this minute or this engagement is at an end as of now. I'm warning you.
Jessica, I can't just leave her here. Sometimes there's nothing you can do.
Shit.
I could swear that was on the latch.
Wasn't.
Must have shut it properly.
You can put me down now.
Okay, here we go. Listen, I'm just going to put you in my bed, okay, until we call the doctors.
Please, no. I'll be fine. It's not as bad as it looks. I just need sleep. No doctors.
Yeah, but your arm, your shoulder
I'll
is...
I'll be fine. Tomorrow, please.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, okay. Look, is there anybody that I can... You should have changed these sheets. Run.
Hello?
Ah.
Bad dream?
Yeah, I was being chased by this, well, not a rhino. It was too... I don't know, it's a bad sofa to sleep on. How are you?
I filled the kettle, is that okay?
Yeah, I'm sure Thames water can spare a litre or two.
Thames? Whose barony is this? Whose fiefdom?
Sorry, what?
Where am I?
You're at flat 4 Newton Mansions, Comden Street.
Oh, I'm in London above.
Yeah, in London. Above a pretty expensive postcode, actually. Do you think I might be able to take a look at that arm now? It was a bit...
Okay. And it's deep. We're going to have to do something about this. Have you a bandage?
Yeah, maybe in the wee box in the bathroom. I've never actually opened it. To be honest with you, I don't actually know a lot about first aid.
How annoying. That makes two of us.
Right, here we go.
I think it's stopping.
Okay, you take that.
Mm-hmm.
And keep dabbing, all right? And I'll see if I can find a dressing. I've seen this done on the TV, but I usually faint when there's blood.
Are you likely to? I can't do this one-handed.
Well, you know, so far, remarkably, I'm still conscious. Maybe I only faint when it's actors that are bleeding. You're not an actor, are you? You could be in that get-up.
Certainly not. I'm a lady.
Ah, a lady.
What's your name?
Richard. Richard Mayhew. Right, so just stick this on it and I should done.
What's that?
It's door.
Yes?
It's someone at the door. It's probably Jess. She's going to kill me. Need to exercise a wee bit of damage control here. Just, could you stay here and be really quiet? That'd be great.
Stay here?
Yep. Jessica, I am... Oh.
A good morrow to you, good sir, on this fine and beautiful day.
Gentlemen, what can I do for you?
We are conducting a personal inquiry of a delicate nature, as it were.
Right, are you with the police?
The police? Oh, alas, we cannot claim that felicity. Now, allow me to make introductions. I am Mr. Croup, and this gentleman is my brother, Mr. Vandermeer.
Your brother? Shouldn't you two have the same name?
Oh, what a brain, Mr. Vandermeer. Keen and incisive, isn't there? Half of it. Some of us are so sharp we could just cut ourselves.
Look, I'm sorry, guys. What do you want?
We are looking for our sister.
A wayward child who has close to broken our poor dear widowed mother's heart. See the posters my brother carries.
Yeah, yeah. Have you seen this girl?
She ran away. She's a bit funny.
Look at the picture. Have you seen her?
A recent photo of Doreen. No, sorry, gentlemen, I haven't. Listen, I'm afraid
do you
I'm
going to...
Actually, I do... Hey! What do you think you're doing?
Whatever has come over you, Mr. Vandermark?
Smell that, Mr. C.
Blood. Warm flesh. Bathroom?
Quite a song.
Look, you can't go in there.
It's grief, for our dear sweet sibling, I'll wager, has turned his head.
Nothing. Nobody. Most odd.
What?
Well, I apologise to the gentleman, Mr. Vandermark.
Thought I needed to use the privy. Didn't. Sorry. This your bedchamber.
Whoa, don't go in there.
Beside himself is what it is.
Felt like a lie down, but I'm better now.
We're leaving.
Listen, you two, you can't just go into people's private homes.
You'll forgive my errand brother's lack of social graces, I trust. Worry over our poor dear sister wandering the streets of London unloved and uncared for has nigh unhinged him. But for all that, he's a stout fellow.
Goodbye.
I'm not fat.
No one said you were.
Stout fellow means fat.
Stout means strong, sound, sturdy, staunch, lusty, vigorous, brave, resolute and intrepid. Did you cut the phone off?
I think so, but it's a mite trickier than strangling pigeons or garrotting heddles, Mr. Coop.
Did you believe him?
A pox on his lie. I could smell her.
Hey! Hey, they've gone. Where'd you go?
Not for long.
Where did you get to?
Outside, talking to a pigeon.
Very good. You know those windows don't even open?
Don't need windows.
Okay. So, you're Doreen?
I'm Dor.
Whatever. Look, the picture in that poster was you. And those men, they really your brothers?
Men?
Yeah, Krupp and Vanderdam.
Vandermar. I'm not safe with them around.
Okay, look. There must be somewhere you can go. Some person you can phone.
My friends aren't on the phone. I got a pigeon to take a message.
They're not human pigeons, all right? They're just London pigeons. They crap on Lord Nelson's head.
They do that too.
They carry messages.
How about that?
You are having a laugh. You're really not, are you? All right then, go on. To whom?
The Marquis de Carabas.
Whoa, just back up. Tell me everything. Just start at the beginning and tell me what really happened to you.
It wouldn't do you any good. You've done more than you should have already.
Well, I couldn't have just left you there.
Well, you could have. You didn't.
Wait, what next?
We wait. More tea?
Aye. My turn to be mother. I came down from Scotland about 18 months ago. Just been enjoying it. Hold on. Hello, Richard Mayhew.
This is Richard. I'm not here right now, so please speak
stupid
after
thing.
Toodle beep.
Richard, this is Jessica. Hello, Richard.
Jessica, hello. Hiya, darling.
The
wire's been cut.
Vandermar, probably.
You embarrassed me very deeply last night, Richard. As far as I'm concerned, our engagement is at an end. Goodbye.
Bad news.
I won't dignify that with an answer. Wow. Could you hand me that remote control, please?
This thing?
Yeah, that thing. Bugger, I missed.
What are you doing?
There's a bloody big rat underneath those bookshelves.
Well, don't throw things. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
There you are. Don't be shy. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming. It's vermin.
I apologise. Yes, he is delusional. Are you okay? Good. And this is a message for me.
What, a homing rat?
A rat. Are you going to apologise?
To a rat? I'm delusional and you're the one talking to a rat.
Apologise.
Right, fine. Here, Roland. I'm really sorry if I startled you. How's that?
Yes, he really does mean it.
Totally.
Now, what does the Marquis say? Good.
Excuse me.
I'll get to you in a moment. Thank you, Master Rat.
Always knew that scutting board was rotten.
I have a reply from the Marquis de Carabas.
Royal Mail, your days are numbered.
Richard, seriously, can you help me?
Yeah, I'll try. Things do seem to be getting incredibly weird, though.
We can stop that. You just have to follow the directions written on here and don't let anyone follow you. I really shouldn't involve you this much.
Right. This doesn't work. Turn right into Hanway Street, left into Hanway Place, then right into Orme Passage. Check. Stop at the first street lights you come to. Check. This be Orme Passage. No, it be not. It's just not. Oh, hang on. How did I miss that? Orme Passage, W1, okay. Right, next. Turn round thrice Widdershins, which Dore says is anti-clockwise. For goodness sake, just do it, Richard. You don't talk to rats. Right, here we go. One, two, and three. Nothing. Hello? I'm Dore's friend. Hello? Nothing.
I beg to differ.
Ah!
The Carabas, at your service.
Yes.
And you are? You are Richard Mayhew.
Yeah.
Who rescued our injured young Dore.
Yeah.
How is she?
She's all right. She's...
Her recovery will undoubtedly astonish us. Our family had remarkable recuperative powers. It's a wonder anyone managed to kill them at all.
Somebody killed Dore's parents.
Now, she knows I don't come cheap. What exactly is she offering?
She says that she wants you to accompany her home, whatever that is, and to fix her up with a bodyguard.
For nothing?
No, she said she was going to have to owe you a favour. A really big one, she says.
Then you left her alone? With Krupp and Vandermeer loose? Oh, you fool. Help me lift this.
What? Can I ask you?
No, you can't. You don't ask questions. You don't get answers. You don't stray from the path. If you value your fragile little world, you don't even think about what's happening to you right now or at any time you are below street level. Have you got that?
Is it dangerous?
In ways you can't begin to fathom. Now, we have a damsel to undistress, and I have an errand to run on the way. Down you go.
Down here?
Yes.
It's a bit dark.
I left a torch by the ladder.
What, a stick with rags on it?
That's the one.
Well, here you go.
Now then, follow me.
Are we there yet?
Keep moving.
What are you going to do with Dore?
I must get her to the market. Next one's in 2 days' time, if I recall correctly, which I unfailingly do.
Market?
The floating market. But you don't want to know about that.
Don't I?
No, you don't.
Okie dokie.
Now, the top of this ladder is a basement with a goods lift. When we get out of that, into daylight, do yourself a favour. Don't look down. Are you good with heights?
Is the planet Jupiter smaller than a duck?
Right. Right. Well, you might want to close your eyes.
Oh, for the love of the wee man!
Step forward very carefully. You'll be fine.
Where are we?
Top of the post office tower. Wonderful view. If you like that sort of thing.
I don't like that sort of thing. I can't move.
Of course you can. Look over there. St. Paul's, Canary Wharf, Old Bailey.
You can't see Old Bailey from here?
Well, you can if you open your eyes. He's standing over there.
Hey, you're not wanted here, Dick Carabas. Get away. I'm clear off, you trickster, you marybank.
Oh, you're looking well, Old Bailey.
Oi, oi, none of your soft soap. And who's this poor wretch you've dragged up to my nest? I don't recognise you. What barony do you give fealty to?
Never mind. Old Bailey.
Yeah?
You've owed me a favour for 20 years, and I'm calling it in.
Yeah?
Now, do you know what this is?
Oh. That's a snuff box,
I'm not asking you.
Sorry.
Yes, I know what it is. I wish I didn't.
You'll keep it safe for me?
No, I don't want it.
You don't have a choice. Here.
Is it safe?
Well, it is if you look after it. Come on, Richard. Back in the lift.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you. I know this might be a personal question and all that, but are you clinically insane?
It's possible. Yeah, very possible, but highly unlikely. Why?
Well, one of us must be, because 2 days ago I had a normal life, and now it's
It's filled with strangers, but no offence, who are dressed as if they've escaped from some dodgy pirate film or the aviary at London Zoo.
Oh, Bailey lives with the birds. It's only reasonable he dresses like them, too. Up here, come on. Through here?
Ah.
Oh, mind your head. Door handle down on your left.
Here, this is my... We just came out of my broom cupboard.
Richard, you did it.
Although I don't really know how.
My lady.
Oh, to Caravas. I'm so pleased you came.
I understand the words favour, really, and big have been used in conjunction and in the correct order.
Later. Richard, thank you. I really appreciate everything you've done. I changed the sheets on the bed. I wish there was more I could do to repay you.
We really must go.
Whoa, you guys are leaving right away. What, am I not going to get to see you again, or...?
I'll be safe now. I'm out of your life, and you've been wonderful. Richard, just please forget all about us, okay?
Oh, okay.
Goodbye.
Okay, it's been good knowing you. Then you just disappear into my broom cupboard. Of course.
Jessica Bartram?
Jessica, hey, it's Richard. Look, don't hang up. I'm calling just to say that I'm sorry about Friday and I'm...
Hello?
Ah, bloody network. Oh, God, I'm so late. Taxi! Taxi! Come on, man, you had your light on. Right, I'm going to have to leg it. Please scan me in, Mr. Figgis. I'm running really late.
And you are?
What? Richard, securities. Fourth floor.
You new here?
Oh, please, man, don't do this. I'm in a hurry.
Mr. Mayhew. All in order, so up you go.
Thank you. Oh, blooming heck, who did this? What? Gary?
Somebody calling?
Gary, somebody's cleared my desk.
You all right, pal?
Yeah, somebody's taken everything off my desk. They've even cleaned out the drawers. It's all gone, all the trolls and the toys and the stickies, the lot. What's happening?
I don't know. You tell me.
I am telling you.
I'm sorry. Who are you?
I'm me, Richard. Come on, look, Gary, honestly, a joke's a joke, but this is a bit sick.
Look, I think you got the wrong floor, mate.
All right, look, I do get it. It is very funny, but I've just had a really weird weekend, so if we could get on with my day, I'd be really grateful.
Of course, right. Just hang on here a moment, yeah?
All right, anything you say, pal.
Yeah, hi. Security. Yeah, I think we have a bit of a problem. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah.
Okay.
Hang on, mate.
No, I'm just gonna go.
Hang on, Richard, is it?
Hello, Doctor. I am having some kind of hallucinatory episode, and I... Oh, God, it just sounds lame. What the...
We're the first people I've turned around, but, okay?
Who's that?
I've got a list of people as long as your arm who are interested.
Jessica?
It's not as large as it looks in the details.
It's compact. Think of that as a virtue.
Oh, my God.
It was an unfurnished flat. Looks pretty damn furnished to me.
What's the bathroom?
Oh! Towel. Ah!
The sofa.
Oh, for goodness sake, right, rubber duck. Loofah! Ah, that's a bit scratchy. Face flannel. Yeah.
Small.
Excuse me?
All new fittings, easy to take care of.
I think we've seen it all.
If you don't get out of my bathroom, that is a certainty, pal.
I like it. Could it be ready for Wednesday?
Yeah, of course.
Hello, this is my flat.
We'll have all of this rubbish cleaned out of here tomorrow, no problem.
What rubbish? That's my stuff.
Then we'll take it.
Excellent.
What am I? Chopped liver? Hello?
Pleasure doing business with you.
This is not happening. Hello?
Mr. Mayhew? Mr. Richard Mayhew?
Yes! Oh, you can hear me! Oh, thank you, God. Who is this?
My associate and I met you on Saturday, Mr. Mayhew.
Oh, it's you.
I was inquiring as to the whereabouts of a certain young lady. You said she wasn't with you. We have reason to believe you was embroidering the truth, more than a little.
Well, you said you were her brother.
All men are brothers, Mr. Mayhew.
I don't know where she is.
Mr. Mayhew, do you know what your own liver tastes like? because Mr. Vandermeer promises that he's personally going to cut it out and stuff it into your mouth before he slits your throat. That little girl's days are numbered, and so are yours. And the number in question isn't even in the double digits. And we know where you live.
Come on.
Emergency services. Which service do you require?
Can you put me through to the police, please? Because a man's just threatened to kill me, and I don't think that
Hello?
He was joking.
Hello, is somebody there?
Hello? Hello?
What a pranker, George.
Oh, come on! Okay. Right, calm down, Richard, calm down. This isn't happening, man. This isn't happening. You help somebody and your life falls down a crack in the pavement. No. No, she can't just walk into a cupboard and out of your life, man. Not when she's got all the answers. Turn right into Hanway Street, left into Hanway Place, then right onto Oram Passage.
It's barely changed, mate.
It's not here! Come on, man. Which way is Widdershins again? Has it got...
Spare any change, mate.
What?
Spare some change, Gav, for a cup of coffee. You can carry on talking to yourself if you'd rather. Just asking.
No, I'm sorry, mate. You can see me.
Nothing wrong with my eyes.
No, of course not. Of course, here, let me see if I've got any change.
Oh, cheers.
Listen, you might be able to help me after all. Have you ever heard of such a thing as a floating market?
Aye.
All right, there's this girl called Door, right? And I think I need to get to this floating market if I'm to find her again. And please, mate. Okay. Sorry I troubled you, okay?
All right. Come on, then. Down here. Quickly, man.
Okay, thank you.
But stay close.
Right.
Why on earth have you brought me here?
Ugh. This is my home.
This is the entrance to the house without doors?
One of them.
Well, go on then, say open sesame or whatever it is you do.
I don't want to do it. I can't.
You can't. Very well then, I'll be seeing you.
The last time I was here...
The last time you were here, you found your family dead. Well, there you go. Door, you don't have to explain anymore. Look, if we aren't going in, then our business relationship, really, it's at an end.
You're a piece of work, aren't you? Aprite porta vitae.
That is impressive.
Mind your tongue down here.
Are we going to the market?
Don't be daft. Through here. Spit roast.
Haven't they heard of chimneys?
Quiet.
What is it? What's this? Who have you brought us here, Yester? Talk.
He's from the upside. Was asking about the Lady Door.
Lady Door?
And the floating market. Brought him to you, Lord Rat Speaker. Figured you'd know what to do with him.
Oh, yes.
Can we put the knife down and just discuss this?
I know exactly what to do with him.
Ah, the smell of death. Death, damp and old hospital waste, Mr. Vandermeer. Takes me back. Happy days at the plague pits. Troop and Vandermeer, the old firm. Obstacles obliterated, nuisances eradicated, bothersome limbs removed, and tutelary dentistry. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, indeed. And, might I say how your telephonic confabulation brightens up and cheers our otherwise dreary and uneventful day? No. We don't know where she is at this precise moment, but we don't have to. She'll be at the market tonight, and that might be arranged, yes. Of course, yes. I realise that. And sir, perhaps we could talk about... You think you're so damned clever.
Who was he?
Our employer. Seems the other one isn't going to work out. Not old enough. It's going to have to be the Door female.
We can't kill her.
That, Mr. Vandermeer, would be about the short and the long of it. Oh. It seems little Miss Door has announced that she shall be hiring a bodyguard at the market tonight.
A bodyguard chosen by us?
Oh, yes. And you know who?
Barney.
Yes.
Spy from the upworld? I should slit your drunk gullet to gizzard and tell fortunes with your guts. Anesthesia, look through his bag. See if there's anything to sell.
Yes, Lord Rat Speaker.
My name's Richard Mayhew. There's an ID in my wallet. Please, just put the knife away and... Hey, that's my lunch.
We share down here.
Quiet, Rat Speakers. One of the golden is here. Bow, you fool.
Bow to the rat.
You want us with your presence, Master Longtail? Master Longtail of the Clan Grey says you look familiar. Says he was discharging an obligation to the Marquis de Carabas.
Oh, that rat, yeah. Yeah, hello, Ratty. It's good to see you again. You don't know where Dora is, do you?
Ratty?
You cannot address Master Longtail save through me. Him? Can I simply slice his throat and send him down to the sewer folk? As you wish, my lord.
Farewell, Master Longtail.
You don't know how lucky you are.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I really do.
You don't. You really don't. Ratty.
Yeah.
Anesthesia. This upworlder needs to be taken to the floating market.
Yes, Lord Rat Speaker.
And be careful. Take a lamp. Come straight back.
Yes, Lord Rat Speaker.
Alistair, have some food before you go.
Your people have always been...
Sorry about your lunch. I was hungry.
I was saving that banana.
Do you like cat?
Yeah. Yeah, I quite like cats.
Leg or breast?
My father's study. The heart of the house without doors.
You are happy here?
Yes. You are feeling the memories most recently imprinted in the walls.
I feel a blade at my throat. Taste the blood in my mouth.
Portia runs from this office. Ingris is already dead. Arch is stabbed and thrown in the pool. My father hesitates. Just here. We should have been safe. Nobody should have been able to hurt us.
An associative house, every part of which is located somewhere else. We travelled all over the underside to get here.
And none of these rooms have doors.
Yet this is where your father died. In the safest possible place. So... if there is a clue as to why, it's here. We really need to know who did this.
We know who did this. Krupp and Vandermaar.
Oh, no, their arms, hands, fingers. There's a head that ordered it, that wants you dead too. Those two don't come cheap. What's this little carved figure? An amulet? It's a wild boar or a bull. It's heavy.
No idea. Keep it. I found something in the side of the bookcase. A prete.
A hidden compartment? With a cannonball?
His journal.
And I was looking for a book.
So, anesthesia. You're a rat, is that it?
I'm a rat speaker. We talk to rats.
Right.
We do stuff for him. There are things they can't do, not having fingers and thumbs and things.
We always live down here.
Well, Mum had me and my sisters, but she got a bit funny in the head. Social services came and took the twins away, and I had to go and stay with my aunt. And she was living with this bloke. And when she was out of the house, he used to hurt me, do other stuff. In the end, I told my aunt, and she started hitting me, said I was lying, said she'd have the police on me, but I wasn't lying. So I ran away. I didn't have anywhere to go. I was only 11. I started hanging around the street markets, and then I got really sick. I was living under a flyover in Notting Hill. And when I came to, I was in London below, and the rats had found me.
Have you ever wanted to go back?
You can't. Not once you've lived below. It's one or the other. Nobody ever gets both. You'll learn.
So, the ball fits into the apparatus, and...
turn the handle.
Ah, very good.
I do not know who will hear this, who will find this. But whoever you are, please take this to my daughter, the Lady Dor. if she lives.
He recorded his journal.
Door! I don't know how long I've got before they find this room.
Poor father.
Listen to me. Go to Islington. You can trust Islington. Avenge us. Avenge your family. They're coming through. I must hide this. Farewell, child.
Are you all right?
Yes. No.
I've never had any dealings with Islington.
I thought he was just a legend.
We must go, or we'll miss the market.
What is a floating market?
Well, it's very big. To tell the truth. Nah, you'd laugh at me.
No, no, go on, I won't. I really won't.
It scares me a bit.
Scared of a market?
No, no, there's a truce in the market. If anyone hurt anyone there, the whole of London below would be down on like a ton of sewage. I'm scared of the journey.
Really?
They hold it in a different place every time. And to get to the place, it'll be tonight, you have to go through a really nasty neighbourhood. Knightsbridge.
Knightsbridge? Really?
You see? I said you'd laugh.
I'm sorry.
Can you smell him, Mr. Vandemar?
Overpoweringly, Mr. Croup.
Welcome to the Cabinet War Room.
Turn it off, Mr. Vandemar.
Winston Churchill's secret headquarters during Britain's finest hour.
It's off.
Varney, I can smell you.
No, no closer, Mr. Croup.
Keep still.
Careful, Varney.
Mr. Vandemar might have a little accident with his old tumbler.
Mr. Varney, a certain young lady will be auditioning bodyguards tonight at the market. Had you thought of trying out for the job?
Varney's the best guard and bravo in the underside. I'm the finest since Hunter.
So, best bravo and guard, we want you to do the necessary to become that young lady's personal bodyguard. When you get the job, you will guard her well. But when we want her, we takes her. Got it?
I got it.
Good.
There is Knightsbridge. Crossing the Fathomless Breach.
It's enormous. Who built it?
I don't know. I've never crossed it.
Gives a whole new meaning to mind the gap.
That's not funny. Not down here. Look, I don't think I can do this.
No, are you okay? I mean, can we get to the market some other way?
We can get to the place it's in, but the market wouldn't be there.
That's just daft. Something's either there or it's not, isn't it? Isn't it?
The bridge.
Whoa. Hello.
If you're crossing the bridge, I'll go with you.
Right, of course. Safety in numbers. My name is Richard Mayhew. This is Anesthesia. She's the one of us who knows what she's doing.
You're from London above?
Yeah, yes.
Travelling with a rat speaker? My word.
Who are you? Who do you owe fealty to?
I owe no man fealty, rat girl. Have either of you crossed the Knightsbridge before?
No.
Well, isn't this going to be fun?
Is there anything really to be scared of?
Only the knight on the bridge.
With the kind in armor?
The kind that comes when day is over. Ignore anything you hear. Keep your eyes fixed ahead. Do not wander off the center path.
Oh. You all right?
What is that noise?
The darkness. It's hunger. It probes your defences. Keep walking.
Sure, hell. Oh, it's here. It's here. It's tracking us. No. That was just a dream.
Oh, there's something moving beside me. Something that slivers.
charity. And I invest ethically.
Jessica?
Are we still on for drinks? Big week coming up. We invest ethically.
Well, you can stop it!
Big week coming up. I give to charity.
Where's this? Where's this? What's happening?
Darkness is happening. All the nightmares are happening that have existed since we huddled together in caves for safety and warmth. Now is the time to be afraid of the dark.
Oh, something touched me!
Anesthesia!
Can you see anything?
Anesthesia, where are you? Anesthesia!
Keep walking.
Are you kidding me? Where is she? For crying out loud, we've got to find her. You let go of me.
Keep walking.
She's gone. She's totally gone.
Hopeless so far. Do you honestly think there's a bodyguard who can deal with Krupp and Vandermeer?
There's been no one since Hunter who'd even be in there with a chance. I'll settle for someone who can give you time to get away.
Bodyguard candidates for the Lady Door, round three. Give your names.
I am Ryslip.
And you?
None.
Come on, Marquis. He's got to have a name.
Pish tush. I am the fop with no name.
Notional, bare knuckle, or weapons?
Bare knuckle.
Notional.
Fight!
Have at you, nappyhead. Luck!
What is notional?
If one has a notion to strike the eye, harm is done without a physical blow. Not a common skill.
Fie on you.
See? Brilliant. It's not as impressive as it looks.
Had enough, Raisa? Fuck! Wait. What for?
My turn!
You can.
Like you said, not so impressive.
Ryslip wins!
Fresh dreams, first-class nightmares...
No. We should have gone back for anesthesia.
If we had, we would have been taken too.
This is all wrong! Listen, people don't just let people disappear.
Things work differently in London below.
That is the biggest... Are we in Harrods?
The floating market's here.
In Harrods?
Only for tonight.
Oh, wait. People don't walk around looking like this in Harrods.
The upworlders don't see us.
I suppose I discovered that myself, didn't I? This is so weird.
Weapons! Arm yourself! Defend your cellar, cave or hole! You want to win them?
Richard Mayhew, whatever it is you want to do here, you must do it quickly.
Right. Well, there's somebody I need to find. What are you doing here?
What do you think I'm doing here?
Well, if the animal skins, the knife and the muscles go with a job, I'd say you're in the circus.
I sell, personal physical services.
Excuse me?
I rent my body.
Right.
Anyway, I have business to attend to. Fare you well at the market.
Thank you.
Roll up, save yourself. Everything guaranteed, properly.
Need a bird, sir? I got rooks and ravens, crows and starlings. Fine, wise birds. Tasty and wise. You ever eaten raven?
Old Bailey?
Yeah, that's me up on the sign. Old Bailey's Birds and Information. Yeah. Oh, hang on. I knows you. You was with the Marquis de Carabas.
Yeah. Actually, I'm looking for the Marquis and for a young lady named Dor. I think they're probably together.
Oh, you want information? Ooh, what'll you give me for it? Hey, what's that there?
My hanky.
Yeah, that'll do. Hey, top. Well, your quest is at an end. You go down there, through that door. You can't miss them. They're auditioning for a bodyguard.
Right.
Yeah. Oi, thank you for the little flag.
Right, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
Ryslip is ahead and faces next...
Barney.
Notional, bare knuckle or weapon?
Bare knuckle.
When you're ready, gentlemen.
This one's promising.
He doesn't look very nice.
Nice in a bodyguard is as useful as being able to regurgitate whole lobsters.
Lady Door. Anybody seen the Lady Door?
Temple and Arch. Richard! I don't believe it. What are you doing here?
Thanks. Thanks a lot. It's nice to see you too, Marquis. Gang's all here, so what's happening?
What's happening? You are out of your depth and a few hours away from an untimely and undoubtedly messy end. We are auditioning bodyguards. I think we've seen enough.
I win.
Thank you all. Mr. Varney, if you could just wait behind.
Why did you have to come here?
I didn't have a choice. I met you and I became invisible to everybody else in my life. You've got to help me.
How did you get here?
A rat speaker?
What?
Please, just tell me how I can go back.
Where is the rat speaker?
Lost. On Knightsbridge. And then I met this other girl, a hooker, actually, and she brought me here.
Classy.
Yeah, Dor, help me.
You don't understand.
Varney, I must say, we're all very, very impressed with you.
I had heard that you put out a call for bodyguards, not for enthusiastic amateurs.
Yeah, that's her, the hooker.
That?
Varney is the best guard and bravo in the underside. Everyone knows that.
Have you finished the trials?
Yes.
Not necessarily.
Then I would like to audition.
Oh, very well.
I fight her.
Unless you'd like a lie down first.
Lie down? Ha! It's you all be lying down.
Well?
I didn't even have time to ring the bell.
Lady Dor's enemies won't wait for bells.
What?
Thank you, Mr. Varney. We won't be needing your services after all.
You're dead. You're dead, you are.
Amateurs.
And you are called?
I'm called Hunter.
The Hunter?
That's right.
Hunter? Where have you been all this time?
Hunting. Dor?
Yes?
Can you take orders?
If I have to.
Good. Then maybe I can keep you alive.
The market is now closed. Leave quickly and quietly.
We must go.
Whoa, ho. Hello, hello. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be a bother or anything, but what about me? I need to get my life back. I want to be visible again. I want to go to work and see my mates and be me.
You can't go back to your old home. Or your old job or your old life. There are two Londons. There's London above, that's where you lived. And then there's London below, inhabited by all the people who fell through the cracks in the world. You're one of us. You'll just have to make the best of it down here, in the sewers, and the magic, and the dark. Hey, if you can survive for the next day or two, you might even make it through the whole month.
Hang on!
It's delightful to see you again, but goodbye.
No, no!
Hunter, lead on!
I really am sorry, Richard. You helped me when you didn't have to, and you can't understand why this is the outcome. It doesn't seem fair. It isn't. But it is your life now.
Dor!
Goodbye.
Do you guys think this is funny? Is this how you people get your kicks? Just leaving people stranded here? I'll just go and, I don't know, have a dance with a rat and get a pirate costume.
Cheated. Went before the bell. I'd have had her. I'd have cut her.
Varney's the finest bravo and guard in the underside. Everyone knows that. Mr. Varney told us so himself.
It's not nice to lie, Mr. Group.
I regard it as a personal betrayal, Mr. Vandermeer. When you don't have any redeeming features, you don't take kindly to betrayal, do you, Mr. Vandermeer?
Not kindly at all, Mr. Group.
He's in misery, Mr. Vandermeer. Put him out of it.
Wait!
That was meant to be. My life prepared me for a job in securities and for shopping at a supermarket and watching football on the telly, for turning on the heater when I get cold. It didn't prepare me to be an unperson in the sewers of London, in the cold and the wet and the dark and the... Who's that?
It's me, Dor.
Oh.
Richard,
What?
You wouldn't be in this mess if it weren't for me.
Oh, you can say that again, love.
I don't think you'll be any safer with us, but... I'm sorry, I really am.
Yeah, you already said that.
So, you coming?
Well, I don't have anywhere else to be right now, so... Yeah, why not?
Good. We will try to get you home again, once we've found what I'm looking for.
What's that, then?
An angel.
Here we go. Home in pigeons and rats. An angel, yeah?
Named Islington.
The angel Islington, right. Aye.
Come on.
The angel Islington. Of course, makes total sense.
In episode 1 of Neverwhere by Neil Gaiman, Richard was played by James McAvoy and Dor by Natalie Dormer. The Marquis de Carabas was David Harewood, Hunter, Sophie Okonedo, Croup, Anthony Head, and Vandemar by David Schofield. Old Bailey was Bernard Cribbins, Jessica, Romola Gary, and Gary, Paul Checker. Anesthesia was Yasmin Page, the Lord Ratspeaker, Johnny Vegas, Iliaster, Paul Stonehouse, Varney and the Letting Agent, Stephen Marcus, Sylvia, Karen Archer, Lord Portico by John Glover, and Mr. Figgis and the Fop with No Name were played by Neil Gaiman. Other parts were played by Don Gillet, Will Howard, and members of the cast. Neverwhere, Episode 1, London Below, was dramatized and directed by Dirk Maggs. The sound design was by Dirk Maggs, and the producer was Heather Larmer.